Snapchat didn't manage to climb 20% last week, but was still up more than 20% in a week where Nasdaq fell more than 1%. And that was exactly what I wanted to do with Snapchat, to have a stock if market was starting to have a slight downturn that could hold up somewhat good. Is Snap sold out of the $1,000 challenge that currently sits at almost $2,400? Well, you will have to listen to the end of the podcast where I will tell you about the $1,000 challenge, what I will do in the week ahead. We are heading in for a new week. Week 11 is coming up, and you are listening to the StockInvest.us podcast, Trading Tips with Jim, a podcast that's been ongoing for more than 4 years, where every Monday I try to give a little insight in what I think will happen in the week ahead of us. And as I said, the market has been very, very high for a long time, so a correction is very natural. Question is, will Nasdaq correct further this week, or will it continue upwards? There is no easy answer to that question, because markets decide and investors decide exactly where the market may go. Market can be very, very overbought, but still continue upwards. It's the same thing if they are oversold, they can just continue downwards. What we do know right now is that Nasdaq is within a very nice rising trend. It corrected down from the top of the trend, which is very natural, and is now sitting on a lot of support around 16,000 points. Current price of Nasdaq is, by the way, 16,085 points. This support sits all the way from, I would say, 15,600 all the way up to 16,000. Will it hold, or will it push down? There is a sell signal from the short-term moving average, but that doesn't mean too much. There is a buy signal from the long-term moving average. If just purely looking at the chart, we'll try to determine how Nasdaq will do. Well, there is a fair chance that Nasdaq will continue more downwards towards the bottom of the trend, around 15,500. From this point, it should probably bounce up, and it can even bounce up a little bit before that and just continue within the trend. If it breaks below 15,000, let's say 15,600, then you should start worry a little bit, because that will be a clear sign of a possible trend change where we can head into much deeper fall. As I've been saying all this year, so far this year, there is a fair chance that the market will remain somewhat okay all the way till May, where it should have some sort of major correction. Doesn't have to happen, but statistically that is usually how it is. And we have this expression, come May, and just sell away and stay away. That's like very common thing statistically. Will it happen? Doesn't have to happen, because a lot of things can happen that will alter the course of these things. Brokering a peace deal in Ukraine, and markets should be euphoric as we move forward. But for the week ahead, wasn't that is the question, what will happen in the week ahead of us? Usually you can look at a few things. So we had a look at the chart. We know that the chart is in a nice rising trend. It's correcting a little bit down, and the chart tells me that it should correct down. But can there be things that can uphold further upturn this week? We had the support. As I said, there is a support under today's level. But on Tuesday, tomorrow, we will have the consumer price index number, the inflation numbers, and the markets will be very, very tight on these. The expectation is that the inflation will be up by 3.1%, 12 months over 12 months, the same like in January, which came, by the way, in hotter. It's expected that month over month for January, the inflation will be up by 0.4%. If these numbers come in much hotter than the market thinks, that should really put a hard toll on the market. So if, and I think there might be a fair chance of this, that the inflation will be at the upper end. If it happens, be prepared for a very, very bad day tomorrow. If the consumer price index numbers come in more or less according to expectations, I don't know, 3.1%, 0.4 month over month, you can expect actually the market to take it as a positive sign and may even push the market up. Should the inflation come in lower, you can expect a very, very good week, in my opinion. So tomorrow is the one day that you should pay attention to and expect huge volatilities in the market. And that brings me to a topic, because I often get this question about how do I set my stop loss, etc. And I got that one on Discord. How do I deal with the stop loss, for instance, in the snap? Now, the thing is that if I expect huge movements tomorrow, and we know that very often you have an overreaction, market, we saw that last week, markets get very oversold. Within half an hour, and sometimes shorter than that, and it bounces somewhat up. So if I'm expecting huge market movements for news items like consumer price index or Powell speaking like it was last week, then I sometimes increase the stop loss to handle a possible unnatural swing. Because that is the one thing that happens quite frequently, is that you have these unnatural swings. In general, things you can use statistics to try to determine the interval where things will be, the high and the low, and usually it will move within the expectations, but sometimes it moves outside. It's called noise. Noise is, by the way, the super perfect signal for trading. When things are outside statistics, they will correct back to statistics. That is how all medicines are found. That is how the big inventions are found. It is when things are outside the normal, because it represents a unique point. And this is just in line with what I've been saying for so many years. Like when COVID came, markets just totally crashed, and I said, now I will go in with everything I have, is because it is outside the normal range, and it was such a good decision. Same thing when markets go way, way too high and it's outside the normal range, then I use it. Or if it's like a day swing, no consumer price index numbers will come tomorrow. If market then overreact, I will be buying for what is called buying the dip. If markets overreact the other way, that it gets so euphoric going up, let's say 2-2.5% Nasdaq moves just up, then I will be selling because it's way too much and I expect the market to have a slight correction downwards. You can do this for your stock as well. The point being about stop loss is that if I expect you, that the market will have some unnatural swing, I sometimes increase my stop losses so I do not get cut short by something which is just an unnatural swing. Hope you got that one. And to follow up, since it's such an important question, the thing about stop loss. So another thing I do is that, and I explained this to the Discord user, is that when I go into a stock, I always risk assess it. So what do I think is the upside for it? Let's take Nasdaq, for instance. What do I think is the potential for Nasdaq now? What is the ratio? 100 being the absolutely best. So what I consider the ratio? That, in my opinion, the chances for Nasdaq to go up during the week, 55-45. How do I come to this conclusion? Well, it's just years of practicing alongside guessing. So, but in my opinion, there is a slight, because of the support below, because of the momentum, there is a slight chance that Nasdaq actually will continue upwards this week and may actually end somewhat okay. 55 over 45 is not by much. That means that in such situations, I usually tighten my stop losses a little bit, because if, as I said, and I said that in the very beginning of the podcast, if we break down below, then I expect markets to fall much harder, so I don't want to be sitting if that's the case. Now, let's say the consumer price index come in very high tomorrow, market takes it very bad, go down 2%, continues the day after with 1% by the end of the week, where market is down 3-3.5%. Individual stocks will be down much, much more than that, and that's not the case I want to sit in. So that is how I risk, then I tighten. So I do this for the stock, I do this for the market in general. And if you follow this podcast, and I think think you should, of course, I think that. Even think that you should like the video if you're watching the YouTube version. Help me grow the channel. And subscribe, of course. Now, you heard me over the podcast saying that I have been reducing my shares in the market because I consider markets to be high. So I have reduced my total exposure. I have more in cash for a rainy day, getting ready if there will be a buying opportunity. That being said, doesn't mean that Nasdaq cannot continue to 20,000, because right now it actually looks like Nasdaq has the potential to go to 20,000. I do not believe that much in it, but the potential is there. At the same time, it's also at a place where things can start to tick downwards. Now, I'm in, like in the Snap, when I bought Snap, I was pretty sure that Snap had huge potential upside because it was hammered too much down. So I had like a ratio 80-20 for upturn, and then I just put a little bit bigger stop loss, expecting some swings because it was very hammered and then it can continue upwards down, not to be caught by. But as Snap move up, I continue to evaluate what is still the upside. We'll get to that by the end of the podcast. And the end is coming up very soon because I don't plan for making a long podcast. It is holiday here in Lithuania, in Vilnius. It's such a beautiful weather. And you know, my hobby is metal detecting. I was out metal detecting yesterday. Very nice find. May even post some of them in the video. Sometimes I will do that. And I would like to maybe go for a few hours today, see if I can find something today as well. As I said, it's holiday here in Vilnius and such a beautiful sunny day. Temperature maybe 5-6 degrees, still cold, but sunny. Now back to the stock market. So we have consumer price index numbers tomorrow, and that is maybe the big item of the week, I would say. There are some earnings report, but nothing really big. Oracle will be today. Tomorrow will be Manchester United for those who love football. Dollar Tree will be on Wednesday, and Adobe will be on Thursday. And these are mainly the big ones. We are at the very end of that season, so there shouldn't be any much push from quarter results. So my bet is that tomorrow we'll get a telltale about the week in general, and maybe even for some week as we move forward, because if we get into very high consumer price index, I'm not sure market will be able, and we can have some profit securing. Gold, you know I like gold, and gold had such a good week last week, up $91, almost at $2,200, currently sitting at $2,185. And we got into gold when gold was 1,600. I told you I think gold will go to 2,500. Actually, I believe gold will go higher than that. And I wanted it as a secure investment. Could have been much better invested in the stock market. As we know, the stock market went up from 10,500 and is all the way up to 16,000. Several stocks have doubled and tripled and more than that. So the gold investment is by far not the best investment you could do, but has been a very safe investment. And that was the total point when I bought it. Have to go back some 2 years, I believe, when things got very sketchy. And I told you I want to be, in case things get even more sketchy, I wanted to have a portion in gold. 10-year treasury yield is the one that you want to follow. Actually fell a little bit last week by 2.1%, down at 409. The bet is slightly that we are at the interest rates top, but Fed already said don't expect interest rates to be cut too early. Democrats are trying to fight for higher inflation target. The target is 2%, to be under 2%. I told you that consumer price index tomorrow is expected to be 3.1%. So we are still above the target, and more voices on the left side of politics argue to rise the target and just let inflation be more, because high interest rates hurts even more. What they probably do not understand is that the reason you have high interest rates is trying to choke down a little bit on the consumption to not make inflation go even worse. And you can just look to several countries that follow left ideology and see how they are doing in terms of inflation and how the economy in general is doing. We'll not make this podcast into argument if 2% is good or bad, because anyway there will be losers. You might be the one sitting with high loans, paying quite high interest, but remember interest has been much, much higher than what it currently is. Back in the 80s it was much, much higher. Now, that is the pain, but governments are continuing to push printed money into the economy, so I am not sure that inflation will go away. And as I said in last week's podcast, inflation is a way to eat away debt in general, but it hurts many. The high interest rates hurts many, and it is not the best case for stock market. If inflation and interest rates go down, that is a good thing for market, because money will then flow where they think they can grow the most. If interest rates continue upwards, money moves into bond, etc. If you have geopolitical issues like we have in the world right now, being at the worst state ever since World War II, and this time much more scary because of the weapon that we have, well, then many people think of gold as a good investment. And this is some of the logic and the reasoning why I went into gold in the first place, that the geopolitical issues were rising very fast, and I wanted a part into it. I still think gold will hit 2,500, and I said I think it will go even further. Is gold a good investment at the moment? It's not as good as when it was 1,600, but I still think there is some upside to gold in the years to come. It's a little bit also about banks are buying up gold currently, especially Asian banks, China, etc. That being said, means that the gold stocks should in general hold up somewhat good. We have gold barrick is one of the gold stock. Getting to the very end, what do the buy and sell signals say? Well, they are a little bit easier than last week, because last week all across everything we analyzed was 37% buy signal. Now it's 35% buy signal. That is a little bit better. We want this number to be a little lower, because you will have a reaction down when they are too high. Nasdaq at 34, down from 37 last week, while New York Stock Exchange actually up at 46. Frankfurt 36, Tokyo 48. I think Asia in general will see a red week this week, and it can lead the start also for European and American exchanges. In general, the buy and the sell signals just say that the market is still at the upper end. It's not overly positive, but it's still what I consider at the upper end, and at the upper end things can start to happen. So we will go straight to the $1,000 challenge. Why keep repeating the things over and over again? Short summary. I expect very volatile day tomorrow in the markets. That's the one thing that will set the tone. If it comes in above, below, you will have the answer, I believe, for the rest of the week. How do you play it? Well, it's totally up to you. You can make a qualified bet and make a lot of money. My guess is around noon tomorrow. Last 2 weeks, I've been into Snap in the $1,000 challenge. If you're a new listener, this is how I did it for many, many years. I had a portfolio doing very, very well, and then I wanted to restart with a much tougher challenge, which most should be able to follow. The background is very simple. That is how I started trading many, many years ago, back in the 90s. I had somewhat equal to $450 in my bank. I decided I would, as a young man, I would invest into stock market. I, of course, then went for, I had very huge interest in technical analysis and stocks. So I used this as my primary tool to find the stocks to buy. And here Stock Invest come in. Stock Invest is built on things I started with many, many, many years ago. I still love technical analysis, and I think most of you can benefit hugely by learning more about technical analysis, how you use support resistance, how you define things, and use some of the signals, indicators, etc. to your benefit. Volume should follow the stocks. That's a general rule. If the volume goes in one direction, the price goes in another direction, you have a divergence, usually signal a change, either up or down. Now, Snap, so I started, so I wanted to do the same, see if I could start. So I added $1,000 just to make it easy, account for inflation during all these years. So I started with $1,000 and I told you I would invest into stocks, which usually has been hammered very hard, where I will go for a bounce up, that they will have a natural reaction up. They get oversold. One stock that you should look out for is Foot Locker. I mentioned it last week that I own Foot Locker, had quarter results, was hammered, was it's down 30% or something as we speak. Clearly, it will have 5 to 10% upside in my view. Even this week might be a good week for Foot Locker, short term speaking. Because you get oversold. It's you can argue even fundamentally that it's oversold, but I'm speaking pure technically. Snap was that case. It was hammered. I got into Snap after I had doubled the 1,000, had become 2,000 after different trades. So I went into Snap, bought Snap for, I think we had like $2,100 in the trading account for the Snap trade. Got Snap in at 1099. Been sitting patiently, and last week I was so brave to put up, will Snap go 20% this week? Snap didn't go 20%. Actually, I think that during it was much higher, 12.8-ish. I'm not sure I didn't pay too much attention how far it really went, but week over week, it went much more than 10%. Currently sitting at 12.39 makes for 12.74% profit for Snap as we speak, and the $1,000 challenge has now grown to around $2,380, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I might even post a picture of that. Maybe you guessed it already, I still sit in Snap because Snap was not cut by stop loss. And if we look at the chart, and I may also post the chart on the YouTube version, you will see what I mean about potential upside, because there is absolutely no resistance from today's level up to 1550. The one big problem is relative strength index is starting to get high, so it can have a correction today, tomorrow down to 12 before continue. In my opinion, it should continue upwards. Not sure that it will do all the way to 15. That is not what I was aiming for. I was aiming for $13-$14, doing 25-ish plus percent out of Snap. Volume following the stock somewhat nicely. I like that you can see it in the chart. See the blue underneath. That's the volume, and you can just see how nicely it moves along with the price. Fair chance that we will have somewhat slow day, we will see, but I still believe there is money to be made in Snap. I will sit in Snap till it be cut by stop loss, then I will find the next stock where I want to grow $1,000 as fast as possible. We passed the first double, I hope soon we can pass the second double, because in just a few months, it's going to be a tough market where we have to be much smarter in how we deal with things. But then I plan to do the following, to be very restricted. I may even go only in cash, waiting for the perfect moment. But as usual, I will tell you before I buy anything, I will tell you. So you know exactly, I will tell you in the podcast before trading day open exactly what stock I will buy. And as you know, I will buy it usually like half an hour after the market open, so I do not trade outside what you are able to follow. 25 minutes, I think it's time to wrap up the podcast. What remains is just to wish you a beautiful week. I hope, really hope, that you will have a good week. I hope that consumer price index numbers will be somewhat good tomorrow, that we can continue the upturn, because further push in the market will also push crypto further up. I think there is upside in both, but markets are markets. We just have to see how they play out. Until next week, just have a beautiful week. Bye.
Welcome to StockInvest.us Stock Analysis. We remind you that trading involves a high risk of losing money, and that you should speak with a financial advisor before buying or selling any securities. You should not base your investment decision upon StockInvest.us. By using the information, you agree and are held liable for your own investment decisions.